With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Washington State's wolf population is on the rise, according to a new count. Ranchers have long fought to reduce the wolf population, but conservation groups say the species still has a long road to recovery. Zoe Handley is with Defenders of Wildlife and says one concerning point in the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife report is that some wolves were removed because of their interactions with livestock or livestock to predation on public lands.
It's disappointing to see lethal removal in the same locations every year. Wolves should have the right of way on our public land.
Ranchers, as you might guess, say that's incorrect, as wolves are not just passing through the area, but instead going after cattle where they were on the land lawfully grazing. Handley says there needs to be more proactive prevention methods in place, such as moving cattle away from high-use wolf areas. Still, she says it is encouraging to see wolves recovering in the state.
Wolves are extremely resilient and they're so valued for their really positive impacts to the ecological systems and also the way that humans have a great way of relating to them. So we're really excited that they're coming back.
Ranching organizations point out environmental groups don't have too much of a reason to complain because, as we mentioned, the state's wolf population is currently on the rise. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.